Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, there is a thing, a theory, called the infinite monkey theorem. If you get enough monkeys together with enough typewriters and enough time, eventually one of them will produce the complete works of William Shakespeare. A study at the University of Technology in Sydney, though, claims that that just can't happen. We're joined from there by Dr. Stephen Woodcock. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Good afternoon.
So the infinite monkey theorem, other than it being a phrase and there being a loose definition, did anyone ever set down criteria as to what that means?
I think it's fairly loosely defined, but the general thought experiment that if you had no constraint on resources, you could keep going for all time with as many monkeys as you like. The idea that eventually you'd produce something, I think, is fairly well established.
So
what we were interested
in... Yeah, go on. Keep going.
Well, what we were interested in is the fact that, well, infinity doesn't exist in our universe. Like, the universe will end. There will only ever be so many monkeys. So what are the chances in the lifespan of our universe?
Okay, and how do you go about testing that then?
A lot of theoretical monkeys. Now, we had to make a few assumptions, and we took some fairly lax assumptions that we spoke to some physicists, and they told us that the heat death of the universe was about 10 to the power of 100 years away, so we took that as the maximum time we could run this for. We said there's about 30 letters, maybe say 26 letters of the alphabet, plus a space, a comma, full stop, 30 different characters. So then we started to say, well, if we had a monkey pressing keys at random, how likely would it be that a monkey would type a short word before the end of its life or before the end of the universe? And we went through a various scales, really, from a simple word. And the simplest word we looked at was bananas. We thought the seven-letter word, a nice short word, and a word that a monkey might want to type. And so if we worked that out, we said, well, the chance of a monkey pressing one out of the 30 keys we wanted for the first B would be one in 30 chance. What's the chance it presses the A for the second letter of bananas after that? Another one in 30. So one in 30 out of one in 30 is one out of 900. And so on. So we worked out that. And we worked out that a typical monkey pressing a key every second for the rest of its life has about a 5% chance of typing the word bananas. And typing the word bananas is a long way from typing the works of Shakespeare.
My God, does the word bananas appear in Shakespeare's works?
I'm actually not sure. We found the word ape in there, certainly. We looked for a few monkey jokes in Shakespeare. But then once we scaled this up to other sentences, okay, well, that's one word. What about a short sentence? And the short sentence we picked was, I chimp, therefore I am, which we thought was another phrase that our monkey typists might aspire to. And even scaling from that, a seven-letter word to a very simple short sentence, the chance that any monkey currently living will ever type even a simple short sentence in its lifetime is approximately zero. It is vanishingly small.
Gosh. That's depressing. Well, for monkeys anyway. Did you take into account that the monkeys, if they're put in this position, generation after generation of monkeys for however many millions of years we're talking about, that they might evolve or learn from each other or perhaps even get a little bit better at it?
The joys of being a mathematician as opposed to a zoologist is you can do this as a theoretical exercise where we kept the same assumptions that every second it presses one key, and it is equally likely to press every key. There have been people who tried this. I think it was the University of Plymouth in the UK. They had a small number of monkeys with keyboards, and it didn't end well. There was a lot of monkey bodily fluids thrown around, and not a lot of typing happened.
Yeah, I think the typewriter was actually damaged.
Yeah, I think so.
So was it just monkeys you kept your attention to? Did you try any other primates, theoretically?
We obviously just had to put numbers in there. So we looked up how long physicists think the universe will last. We looked up how many chimpanzees there are in the world. We looked up how long a typical chimpanzee would live. And the surprising thing wasn't just that we sort of got to the conclusion that this is unlikely to happen or oh, well, maybe if we're wrong, the universe lasts twice as long as we think, or the monkey population will increase tenfold more than we thought. No, no, no. Even if every atom in our universe had its own universe, we still wouldn't get this to happen. It's not like this has a small chance of happening. This is billions of billions of billions of times less likely than that.
Yeah, though it's still predicated on the idea that the universe, even if there is a universe within every atom, all those universes will come to an end. But it is the infinite monkey theorem. So if you had infinity, could it possibly happen?
Yeah, in the infinite case, then I think that's well established. But we were looking at the very large, and we took the largest possible plausible finite estimates. And it wasn't that we were close. I mean, we were billions upon billions of times out in terms of the timescales available. So I think we can confidently say that if you're holding your breath for the next Monkey Shakespeare, you'll be waiting a very long time.
You're getting the Guinness Book of Records for holding your breath for that period of time. Stephen Woodcock from the University of Technology in Sydney, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.